Shalom to all. Today we're learning Shalom Yuma, Perek Hey, in the middle of Halacha Daled, and the Lord is on the Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, about 14 lines up from the bottom with the words Kibol Dam Par B'Shalosh Kaisos, and in the article Tzuras Sadaf, it's on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, about 4 lines up from the bottom. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Tzara Basar B'Yakim Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we're in the middle of a series of discussions. The idea was that the Dam of the Par and Dam of the Sayer of Yom Kippur were caught in 3 separate cups, and the previous discussion was which one of those cups is going to be mixed with the other one. So now we continue with this. Says the Gemara, Kibol Dam Par B'Shalosh Kaisos, Umi Dam Asar B'Shalosh Kaisos. The Dam Par was caught in 3 different cups, and Dam Asar in 3 different cups. And the intention was, and this is what actually was done: Litein Mechal Abadim, Mechal Parechas, Mechal Mizbach Hazav. One of the cups was used for Bein Abadim, that's inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. The other cup was used for towards the Parechas, and the third was used on Mizbach Hazav. Now the question is, Ezmehen Nishpach Al Yisoid. Which one of them is poured on the Yisoid? The pasuk tells us that the leftover blood is poured on the Yisoid, the Beis Mizbach. So which one of them? All 3? Maybe just 1? Maybe 2? So to flick to the Rebbe, the Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. It's Machlekes Rebbe. And Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, despite when they argue in the following, Chatos shekibul dam ba'arba kaisos, a carbon chatos that its dam was caught in 4 separate cups. Nasa mizeh echad, mizeh echad, mizeh echad. He's supposed to do 1 blood application each to a side of the mizbeach from each of the cups. So he has 4 cups. Each cup is used for a different side of the mizbeach because we know that a chatos needs 4 matnayz dam. I mean, ein shekulam nishbachem al yisoid. How do we know that all the blood, when it's left over, is poured on the yisoid? Tam lemes, because the pasuk says, "Vas kol dami yishbach, all the blood is poured." Now, yachol, you might think, afil loynas. An element echad mehen matan arba, that even if he just ended up using 1 of the cups and he did 4 blood applications with that 1 cup, you kulam mishpachim, that all of them should be poured on the yisoid. Tamalar, that's why the pasuk says this is not regarding a regular chatos, it's regarding the sire of a nasi that has dama yishbaich and its blood shall be poured. Haketzad, how do we understand this? That tells us who nishpach al yisoid vehein nishpachim la'ama, that only the blood that was used, whatever left over, is poured on the yisoid, and the other blood that wasn't used is poured into the ama, which is this canal channel of water running through the Hazara. That's where the other blood is poured. Divi Rebbe, that's Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, he says, arba. How do we know that even if just 1 cup was used for all 4 blood applications of the Chatos, that you kulan nishpachin al yisoid, all the blood, even the other 3 that weren't used, should be poured on the yisoid? Tamlam, because the pasuk says, and here we have a girsa change, v'es kol dami yishbaich, and all the blood should be poured. And so now we have an answer regarding the dam of the pyre and sire, which was in 3 separate cups. Lam dal al alf on top. I'll die to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, according to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, kulan nishpach on the yisoid, all of them report on the yisoid. Whereas al da'at Rebbe, according to Rebbe, ain l'cha nishpach al yisoid elo oisa shizim imenu. The only one that's poured on the yisoid is the one that had the azad done from it, meaning the last cup, which had a mixture of the dam par and dam asayir. The extras of that are poured on the yisoid, but not the other 2. We have another thing regarding these 3 seirim, which were shechted, 1 cup to be used for this sprinkling, 1 cup to be used for that sprinkling, so on and so forth. So chevraya amri, the Chum said, then nispagal ze, nispagal ze. If one of them becomes pigle, meaning if he has improper thought regarding one of them, all of them are actually pigle. That's because they're all considered 1 carbon. And by that same token, avdu emurim shalzeh, mazin al emurim shalzeh. If the emurim of one of the goats got lost, he could still do hazah, meaning he continued the blood applications because of the emurim of the other one. We know that at least according to one man to Amar, if the emurim of a carbon are lost, you can't continue doing the zriko or the hazah of the dam. But over here, since we have 3 goats that were all shechted for the same purpose, for the blood to be sprinkled as part of the Yom Kippur Avodah, even if the emurim of one of them is lost, that's not a problem. We still have the emurim of the other one, so we continue the Hazara Sadam. Now, something similar, Hakol Moedim Par Mashiach Ve'eda. Everyone agrees regarding the Par Kohen Mashiach, or the Par that the Eda brings, that's the one Sanhedrin brings when they make a mistake in Psak. And pay attention to the Girsa change, Da'afilu Ein Shom El Matono Achas Mishal Shnehen, that even if there's just 1 Matona from both of them, it's okay, it's valid. Meaning if the emurim of one of them is lost, we could still do Matona for one of them, and that's perfectly fine. Now, Chavraya Amri the Chum said, pay attention to the following Girsa change, Domim K'sherin Shenis Arv B'Psulin. Let's say we had blood of a kosher carbon that got mixed with blood of a pasul carbon. Ajay Matana Achaz B'Shal K'sherin. There has to be at least 1 Matnas Dam from the kosher one, and then everything's fine. Now, Ma Pligin, what's a machlokes? B'dam Shnei Chatos Shenis Arvu, where we have the blood of 2 carbonos chatos that are mixed up. Rebbe Rebbe says, Oimrani, I say, Roinas Adam, we view this blood, Im Yesh Bai Kedei Matana Achaz Mizeh, Uchadei Matana Achaz Mizeh Kosher. If there's enough blood over here, then we could do a Matana for this one and a Matana for that one. So then it's kosher. Vimlav pasul, if that's pasul, we clearly see from here, according to Rebbe, that there's a minimum amount of blood that has to be sprinkled, because he says there has to be enough blood from this one and enough blood from that one in order for them to be kosher. It was a chum, or the chum say that no, afilu ein bay el matana achas b'shal shnein kosher, even if there's only enough blood to do sprinkling for one of them, it's kosher. In other words, according to the chum, there is no minimum shear how much blood has to be sprinkled. And that's when the Gemara speaks out clearly, al dat Rebbe, according to Rebbe, yashir l'matanos. There's a specific shear to how much blood has to be sprinkled. Al dat Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, ein between Shir Matanos, there's no minimum shear. Now, Hada Amr, this also tells us, Nispagal Zeh, that since these two Karbanos are linked, if one of them becomes Pigal, the other one is automatically Pigal, and by that same token, of doing Mur Shal Zeh, Mazal and Mur Shal Zeh, even if the Imurim of one of them is lost, we could still continue doing the Azah due to the fact that we have the other Imurim, because again, these two Karbanos are linked. And Antalachai continued to discuss the Vayli Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. He's already done basically all the Matnos Dam with the Dam of the Par and Sayer. So the Mishnah tells us, Hizchel Mechate V'Yared, he starts being Mechate, which basically means wiping the blood on the corners of the Mizbeach Hazav. Remember, that's Mizbeach inside the Heichal. It's in between the Menorah and the Shulchan, and he starts wiping downwards. That's because if he does it upwards, since his hand is going to be going in upwards motion, the blood might trickle down his finger onto his hand and then onto his arm and get his garment dirty, which is not respectable. So therefore, he does it in a downward motion. Ask the Mishnah, Mehechanu Maschal, where does he start from? The answer is, Mikar Mizrachas Tzvonis, from the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach. Remember, north is right, south is left, west is towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, and east is closer to the entrance of the Heichal. So he's starting the northeastern corner. That might be what we would call the front right corner of the Mizbeach Hazav. Then he goes towards his right, Tzvonis Maravis, now to the northwest, Maravis Dreimis, southwest, Dreimis Mizrachas, and then southeast. And Makam Shumasal Bechatos, on Mizbeach Achitzon, the place where he starts doing the Matnez Dam of a carbon Chatos on the outer Mizbeach, which is the southeast corner, Shum Gaimra Mizbeach Apnimi, that's where he finishes the Matnez Dam on the inner Mizbeach. And Rebbe Lezer says, he would stand in his place and wipe the blood on the corners. That's because Mizbeach Hazav was so short and small, it was only 1 by 1 Amma, so he was able to stand in one place and do all the blood applications just by standing there. Now, Kulon, who knows him Ramata Lamalon, with all the corners, he would do it from down upwards, because since he's stretching his arm out, we don't have to be afraid that the blood's going to trickle down his arm. Except for this one, which is directly opposite him, that he would do above to below, because since it's right in front of him, if he would do it from down up, so then his hand would end up being curved, and blood would trickle down into his arm, and maybe get his garments dirty. So he begins by asking, why not start on the southeastern corner? That's the same place where the Dam of Achatos is done on the outer Mizbeach, so why not start in that place on the inner Mizbeach? So Rav Hillel answers, Yumanis, he has to go towards his right, and Ein Zu Yumanis, this is not towards the right. Since right now he's standing facing the Pareiches, so that means the one on his right is the northeastern one, not the southeastern one. That would be on his left. Slam down on Bezan Tab, we continue asking, V'yaskol Mikaren Tzvonis Maravis, why not start from the northwestern one? As he's coming out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, he encounters the northwestern one first. Why not do the first blood application there? So Rav Lazar answers, that's because the Pasuk says, V'yotza El Mizbeach, which is mashma, that he goes beyond the Mizbeach. So he's really starting from the eastern side of the Mizbeach, not the western side. Ask Gemara, V'yaskol Mikaren Maravis Dreimis, why not start from the southwestern side? And this is considered going beyond the Mizbeach, because since he's coming from the northwest, this is according to Shitas Rabbi Yossi, that the entrance to Kodesh Kedoshim was in the northwest, so he's coming from there. He passes by the northwest corner, reaching the southwest corner, so why not start from there? That's still considered being the Yatza El Mizbeach. And the answer is, because we don't want his back to be to the Kodesh Kedoshim, we want him to start facing the Kodesh Kedoshim. Ask the Gemara, isn't he going to eventually have his back towards the Kodesh Kedoshim because he's walking around the Mizbeach? So eventually his back is going to be to the Kodesh Kedoshim, and the answer is that no, he walks in a way that his back is not facing Kodesh Kedoshim. However, the Gemara continues asking, and pay attention to the gears of change, why not start from the northeastern corner, but stand in the south? And the answer is because Kaitam Ravila, Tzikor Ravila said, Yumanis, Einzu Yumanis, we have to go towards the right, and this is not towards the right. Not only do we want him to start on his right-hand side, he also is going to continue walking towards his right, but if you're going to say he's going to go towards the south side, that's going towards his left, and that's not going towards his right. Now, Tanya Blazer, we have Bress, Rabbi Blazer says, he stands in his place and he wipes the blood around the corners. On all them, he does it from above to below. Except for the one that's diagonally in front of him, meaning the one that's across the Mizbeach in front of him, not the one directly in front of him, but the ones across the Mizbeach diagonally, that he does from down upwards. Now, Ravo says, they both darsh in the same pasuk. The pasuk tells us, saviv, that he does it around the Mizbeach. So, Rabbanan understand, saviv, lahalich, that he does it saviv, literally walking around the Mizbeach. Whereas Rabbi Lezer, he holds saviv lekronos. Saviv just means around the Mizbeach on the corners, but he stands in one place. Now, what was actually done? So we have a story. Shnei kaihanim barchu b'pol mesiyos. Two kaihanim gedalim ran away when there was attacks against the Yidden. This is machlek is exactly when this happened, but there's two kaihanim gedalim that ran away, and Echonimer, one of them said, Oimer yisi mechate, that I stood and I would wipe around the corners. Echonimer, one of them said, Mahalecha yisi mechate, I would walk around. Now, on review, then he says, Hadam, this clearly tells us, us, man David hachin lechashash, man David hachin lechashash, that if you do it like this way, that's fine. If you do it like the other way, that's also okay. Neither which way is ma'akev. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha vav, continue to discuss the last bits of the avayis hadam of the par and the sar of Yom Kippur. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.